you have more to say about yesterday with the earlier in the time. Pectosis, the imtoma. Hazel Sati Daitach, the Nelof Miste Ephraim, Shetikna Isha Bachalib. Vaste Ephraim Gufa, Lomikne Bachalib. The Lomatino Halibin Lobiko Chadim. Gamin Bibchoros. Tosis quotes a line from the Rebbe Chosu Gimel, Midi Yisrael Bachada, Lobiko Chadim Nami Bachada. Gemara makes the point that the Torah gives one kinyan for Yisrael and one kinyan for Akum. So the Gemara is talking about Meshicha. Meshicha is for Yisrael, and Akum is not Meshicha, Kesef, or vice versa. Machokes, Yochem, Mishlokesh, exactly whether Kesef is called a Midoraisa. But either way, the language of the Gemara suggests that Goy has only one kinyan, which seems to suggest that Chalipin doesn't work for a Goy. And therefore, Tosis is asking, how could the Gemara have thought that Chalipin works for Kiddushin? After all, what do you see in the Gemara? That in order to make the case for Chalipin to work for Kiddushin, the Gemara's lashon is, Ho begomar kicha kicha misdei Ephraim. Doesn't just say that, well, we learned that kichas bekesef, and now chalipin should work just like kesef works. Kichas bekesef and chalipin by shavapruta, Tosas learns the cases by chalipin shavapruta is like that. The Lashna Gemara would be mashma that it has to come ultimately from the makor of Stei Ephraim. You wouldn't have chalipin work, so how could you get chalipin by isha? Does this question connect directly to anything that we just said? Which is Stamakasha and the Sugya. Let's say, I mean, Tosis was saying earlier that we don't mamish learn every kinyan of Sadeh to every kinyan of Sadeh to Isha. That's why the Gemara didn't ask from Shtar and from Chazaka. It's only Kicha B'Kesef. Let's say we would have learned Kinyanim of Sada to Isha. It would be less of a question. I mean, but Chalipa doesn't work by Ephraim. Just trying to understand if Tosa's question is specifically related to anything that he was just saying until now, or it's like a Nukash on the Sugya. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, it would be nice if we could somehow explain that the Tosis is asking is dafka because of what he just said. One thing we could do is the Rishonim don't seem to ask this question. The Ramban, did you see the Rishonim discussion?
No.
So why not? Why
not? Because Tosis holds Kain Kesef less than the Ramban, the other Rishonim, that if it's only Kain Kesef, it's not really Kesef, then what was even the Havmina that it should be acquired. If you hold it really was like Kesef, then you wouldn't have maybe the other Rishonim wouldn't even have
which means, but explain better. In other words, because what the Rishonim was saying was that Chalipin works midin Kesef. And the Rishonim say, when they emphasize that we're not learning out other Kinyanim from Sada, because all we're really doing is plugging in Chalipin into that which we know, Kicha is Kesef. If they don't see this as Xeris Shava in a full sense. That was what the language of the Ritva suggested, that it's not Xeris Shava Gemura, it's a Xeris Shava Kusha, it's the Ritva here, the Ritva earlier. The Ramban also in his own way says it, that it's really nothing more than a Gili Nosa sort to show me how to touch the word Kicha by Kedusha. And Kicha, we know, means Kesef because of the association that we find between the word Kicha and Kesef by Ephraim. So if we're not really learning out, we're not learning out from what we have by Ephraim per se. We're just using that as shedding light on the meaning of the word kicha. So now that we have the meaning of kicha to mean kesef, so we can also plug in chalipin. So then this kasha doesn't get off the ground. That's what you're basically saying. I'm just giving you that extra point that the Ritva make clear that it's not a real gzeres shava. It's just like a gili milsa to what how to touch the word kicha by kedushin. So then the Okay, we'll give it a try. that if Stay Ephraim was not nicknamed by Chalipin, so why, how could we think that Kedushin would work by Chalipin? And we're pointing out that the Rishonim don't ask the Kasha. Why? Because the Rishonim make clear, the Ramban, the Ritva that we saw, that we're not learning a Gzeirah Shava, the Etzem, to learn out that Kesef is Kona by Isha, like Kesef is Kona by Karka. It's not what we did with the Kicha Kicha. Rather, we use the Kicha Kicha to, of Stei Ephron, it says Kicha, connection to Kesef, to teach us that the Kiyikach of Kiddushin means Kesef. Now that we know that, so we might have thought that Chalipin, which operates midin Kesef, should also go within the definition of Kiyikach. So if that's all we're doing, then this Kasha seemingly doesn't start. Right? Because whatever the halacha is by Stei Ephron by Chalipin is irrelevant. What matters is that we know that Kicha by Kiddushin has the meaning of Kesef. We know that because Stei Ephron, the connection between the words of Kicha and Kesef over there. Now we know Kiyikach means Kesef. So there's a halacha that Kesef works by Kiddushin. And now if we, and it's Kona, so we should say Chalipin midin Kesef would also be Kona by Isha. Memela, that's why the Rishonim don't ask this at all. It's really not a kash. The only thing is, Tosis must hold, therefore, that when we learn from Stei Ephron, we're learning more than just a gili milsa, that kicha by kedushin in the pasuk means kesef. Tosis must see this as a gzeirah shava. Just like we see over there that the karka is nikna the kesef, the kicha over there is the kesef, so too, the kicha of kedushin is the kesef. And Tosis does refer to it as a gzeirah shava. Tosis was bothered in that Beis Amid Aleph by the fact that the kicha here is not exactly referring to the same thing that the kicha is over there. Tosis wonders about that. Here it's going on the kicha, the kesef. Here it's the kicha of the isha. Tosis says, eno choshesh, the bottom Tosis on Beis Amid Aleph, shemotzi lashon kicha. But it's still a gzeirah shav, and Tosis Rashan that Beis Amid Aleph makes that point. He points out it's not exactly the same thing that the kicha is going on, but a gzeirah shav it is. So what is a gzeirah shav? And then that we learn out that just like you have Stei Ephron that's nikne bekesef, so too Isha's nikne bekesef. What Tosis did want to emphasize, though, la'afuke, maybe what Rashi would maybe be mashma, and that's what Tosis was after in the beginning of the Tosis. Don't say that we learn out everything that is a kinyan by Sada as a kinyan by Isha. That's what Tosis says. We wouldn't be asking Chazaka, we wouldn't be asking Shtar. It's only a kicha bekesef that works by Stei Ephron that we learn out to kedushin. Again, the Rishonim are saying less than that. The Rishonim are saying it's not even a gzeirah shava on that level, that the kinyan kesef that works by Stei Ephron works over here. It's a gili milsa that kicha by kedushin means kesef. Tosis is saying more than that. He's saying it is a gzeirah shava, but gzeirah shava is limited in context to the kicha of kesef by Stei Ephron is kona Stei Ephron, so too kicha here that's kona by kedushin is going to be kesef. Vectosis. But now, how could anyone think that chalipin will work by kedushin if chalipin doesn't work by Stei Ephron? He's a guy. The emesis, the lashon haGemara, is difficult, I think, for the Rishonim. The way the Gemara presents the case for chalipin, I don't know. The lashon haGemara is ma. Kicha, kicha means Stei Ephron, ma Stei Ephron, ma sadeh, mikne b'chalipin, afishanab nik b'chalipin. It's not that it shouldn't have to be, because I learned kicha, kicha means Stei Ephron, it's because I know that kicha is b'kesef from Stei Ephron, now kicha, b'kesef of kedushin should include chalipin. The Gemara's lesson is perhaps not so meduyik, you have to somehow work it in. Yeah? So that's what Tosis needs it to be. It has to work by Ephraim. What you may be saying is maybe now that even if I learn it's a gzeirah shava, who says that I have to, it has to be that Stei Ephraim per se was nicknamed a chalipin? The fact that maybe a guy doesn't have chalipin, this is how the Shachar Mashal holds Aliba de Emes. He disagrees with Tosis. Tosis is going to say maskana that a guy has kinyan chalipin. The Shach disagrees strongly. So what does he do with Tosfos Kasha? Already the Meiri already says Cain's there. You saw the Meiri. You don't need that it should be, Meiri says a few things, but you don't need that it should be that Stei Efron per se is nicknamed Bachalipin. Sada is nicknamed Bachalipin. So it happens Efron wouldn't have worked for Efron. Okay. Then it's only good at the Lashon HaGemara. I mean, because the Gemara knows, if you hold that the Gemara holds that Chalipin doesn't work for a guy, then the Gemara didn't want to say Stei Efron, because that's true. It won't work by Efron, but it doesn't matter. What matters is that Sada. But Tosis wanted the Kinyan Chalipin to operate by Efron too. Again, my question I'm sort of wondering is, but let's say I broaden the scope of what the Gemara is saying fully. We have to answer some other answer for why Chazaka wasn't asked. Maybe like the Rishonim say, the woman is not Gufa Kanui, so you can't ask for Chazaka. Shtar will figure out another answer. Let's say we would understand that the limud would be that whatever Kinyan Sada worked by Isha, not Kinyan, not the Kich of Kesef that works by Steyefa works by Isha, but Kinyan Sada worked by Isha. Would it be easier to say what I just said to you? That Tosis would therefore know that it wouldn't be a kasha. In other words, what I just told you, which is maybe the Shach and the Meiri, that as long as Sada is nicknamed Bachalipin, doesn't matter that Ephraim Sada was not, but Sada is nicknamed Bachalipin. So that's good enough to learn Chalipin by Kedushin. Is it easier to say that if I would understand the Limud from Stei Ephraim as the Kinyane Sada are learned out to Kedushin? Perhaps. So then Tosis would acknowledge that the question is not a question according to what he was seeing in Rashi. Because Tosis came to work against that and said, no, really, it's not that we're learning a Kinyane Sada to Kedushin. We're learning out Kicha Bekesef from Stei Efron to Kedushin. Now I have a question. But Stei Efron is not nicknamed Chalipin. Because the Gemara's Mashim B'chor said that God doesn't have Chalipin, Tosis has to say, yes, he does have Chalipin. That's what I'm trying to figure out. If you could hear better that approach, that we don't need effort, don't need to stay effort to be nicknamed Chalipin, just that Sada is nicknamed. Can I hear it better if I would learn that I'm learning Kinyani Sada? Perhaps, because it's just an abstract idea, Kinyanim of Sada. I don't have to link it to Ephron per se, but the way Tosis sees it as, it's a Kicha Bekesef that I'm learning out. So Tosis sees a Kicha Bekesef as very much rooted in the Mokor of the Kicha Bekesef, and that story is what we're schlepping over to Kedushin, Fektosis, and how can Chalipin work over here if it doesn't work over there? That would be a way to try to fit the Kasha in terms of the context, being Dafka, coming off what he said before. On the other extreme, the Rishonim, who see the Limud from Stei Efron as nothing more than a Gili Nosa, then for sure the Kasha isn't a Kasha. We really have three different ways to think about what's being learned from Stei Efron. We have the idea that it's a Gili Nosa B'Yama, the Rishonim's point. It's a Gili Nosa, Kicha means Kesef. And according to that, there's for sure no question now from Chalipin by Goy, because it's nothing to do with learning from Stei Efron. The Lashon HaGemara has to be understood perhaps not as literally as it would sound for the Rishonim. You have the other extreme, maybe that maybe Rashi would hold this way, that we're learning a Kinyane Sada from Kinyanim of Karka to Kedushin, and then you have to figure out why Chazaka is not learned and why Shtar is not learned, and then we have sort of a Tosis is saying, We're learning out kicha bekesef from Stei Efron to Kedushin, and that's where Tosis comes with his question. So how could Chalipin work? How could it be kein kesef dekra, as Tosis put it? After all, if it won't work for Stei Efron, it can't work over here because it has to be learned from Stei Efron. That's the premise of Tosis Kasha. Yeah.
So what was it that the Shachar Meiri held that forced that?
So the Meiri says again, B'toch HaDvarim, he says it doesn't matter that it doesn't work by Ephron because it works for a Jew, and it technically won't work by Ephron. Fine, but that doesn't preclude learning out from over there. Let me see the way he puts it. And he says something else after that also could be that back then, before Matan Torah, Chalipin did work by a guy because everyone was the same. But before that, he mentions the sugya de shibakan kach perusha. whole stay Yisrael nikta b'chalipin neilav kicha kicha misteyefon kamash malon. What is he saying? He's not saying like the Rishonim that kicha is nothing more than a gili mosa. I mean, then for sure the question is a non-starter. He's acknowledging that there's some kind of a limud here, but he's saying Sade Yisrael is nekta b'chalipin. What are you saying, Ari?
I thought we said something that there's a reason why the mirror is in the shach.
At the end of the day, the shach doesn't like what Tosis is machadish, and then he has to figure out how to answer Tosis kashis.
And then they conclude that
there isn't. But according to the shach, a goy does not have kin chalipin against Tosis. He says Baharaya. He just wants to go deflect the various rights. But Rai Shevir bin Otam, so that's the later Raya. Oh, so then he goes to this Gamma Shiksha Tosis. This is in the Shach Sivkot and Lamed, Kufchav Gimel. Gamma Shiksha Tosis, in the Kedushin of Gimel, Hecha Sagdek Nyav Stay Ephron, Tiktesh Bachalipin, Hastay Ephron, Gufal Mikde Bachalipin. Ephron was a guy, but the sade, mitzad the sade of Ephron, is chalipin a valid kinyan for the sade? Yes. The hava mina the huad the isha. In other words, the fact that because of by Ephron it wouldn't have been a kinyan, but mitzad the sade would be a kinyan. I see the Meiri in the same vein when he says, "Kach peirusha ho besade Yisrael nikne b'chalipin nerf kicha kicha mistei Ephron." So then there wouldn't be a kasha either. I ask you though, maybe that mahalach is perhaps Tosas felt would be better if you would learn the limud as kinyanim of sade get derived to kedusha. So then the fact that it was Ephron is irrelevant. Kinyanim of Sada, Kinyane Sada. So Rashi would have an answer, like the Shach says. But Tosis says, given that I just told you a minute before, that what I'm learning out is the specific kich of the kesef that I have over there. Not that Kinyane Sada are going to go over to Isha, but the kich of kesef that's over there. So you can now, in kich of the kesef, in kesef dekra, that we have a in kesef dekra by Kedusha. No, but then how could chalipin work? You don't have chalipin over there. How can you have chalipin over here? In terms of yesterday, how could you call it a ma'aser kicha? If it wouldn't be a ma'aser kicha by Ephron, it can't be a ma'aser kicha over here. If it wouldn't be kicha by Ephron, it can't be a ma'aser kicha by Kedushin. You can't define ma'aser kicha in terms of a chalipin if chalipin would not have been a kinyan by Ephron. So Tosis felt dafka because of how he understood the nature of the limud, as opposed to saying it's just kinyanim from sad. Tosis can't be that. Then chalipin and shtar should also be learned out. So Tosis felt it was specifically to define kesef dekra, the standard that we want to define as kicha here by kedushin, as we explained. So therefore, Tosis has a right to ask a kashas, and chalipin would never work over there by the stay Ephron case. The fact that sad is nikne b'chalipin is not what we're doing. We're learning out the definition of kicha over here from kicha b'kesef. So then chalipin has to work over there. Tosis says in the Chanami in the answer. It does work. Chalipin works for a guy. So that's maybe a way to try to explain Tosis' question is very much rooted in the context of, you know, when he asks it. Okay, so Tosis brings a Gemara Bechoros that suggests that a Ga'akum only has one kinyan, which means that chalipin doesn't work for a guy. So the Rabbeinu Tam comes with a chidush, and he says, no. That's the Rabbeinu Tam, the Yeshlomar, the Hainu Vami Chalipin. That was we quoted from Mar Bechoros, Midi Yisrael Bechada, Akum Bechada. That means not including Chalipin. Dumya di Yisrael Bechada. Just like in the same sentence says, Yisrael Bechada, Akum Bechada. So Yisrael, for sure, Chalipin works. So it means besides Chalipin, there's one additional Kenyan, let's say Meshicha. So a guy has a different Kenyan. But chalipin is for both of them. V'achi kamar mid Yisrael b'chada kinyan chadash. By me chalipin, one additional kinyan. Sheim b'shneim chalipin is for both. V'chein masma. Now, so l'maisa Tosis says a chiddush that you have a kinyan chalipin that works for a guy. Now you have to know the pasuk that serves as a source for kinyan chalipin is a pasuk where in Rus. Now, what does a pasuk actually say when discussing chalipin? How does the pasuk begin? Bezos lefanim beYisrael agul avat mur kaim kol davar shalaf ishnav nasan lereyu. Bezos haduuda beYisrael. Twice in the pasuk, the emphasis is Yisrael. So it comes to Pnei Yeshua. He says, the two men, many achronim, bizarre. How could Rabbeinu Tam hold? Again, the Shach doesn't accept this halacha. But Tosis on record here, Bechoris as well, that chalipin works for a guy. This is very nogea. Erev Pesach, when you do Mechiras Chametz, and you have to cover your bases with all kinds of kinyanim with the Akum, so they have to try any kinyan that might work, they'll do, and even though that might not work for other shitas, so they try to, you know, cover the bases. They'll do chalipin because Rabbeinu Tam holds it works, but you can't suffice with chalipin because many hold it doesn't work. I mean, this is Nogea Lamaisa too. So, how could anyone say, how could Tosis hold that you can have kin chalipin by a guy if the Pasuk says be Yisrael? So I believe the Tumim in Kufchav Gimel, that's where we'll see the case of Hashar's brought. The Tumim says that the Pshat and the Pasuk could be, that was the Nahuk, that was the Minig be Yisrael. The validity of the Kenyan is not limited to Yisrael. But the protocol that people used Chalipin as a mode of Kenyan, that was Nahuk be Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk will mean. But you have to know, what's the Makar for chalipin? I mean, so if it works by a guy, where does it come from? Tosfos on Daf Yudalet Amud Beis talks about kinyan shtar. He says it doesn't work for a guy. Tosfos in Cheskes Abatim says there's no mocker because the psukim talk about Yisrael. The psukim talk about shtar machira, talk about Yisrael. Ve'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikna. So, at the end of the day, if the psukim of chalipin are also talking about Yisrael, what's the mucker that it works for a guy? There's really two questions, in other words. One is, how could it be a guy has chalipin if the psukim say be Yisrael? So, if you want to deflect that by saying, that's just talking about the minig. But you still need a mucker. If there's no mucker, then the default should be that there is no kin chalipin. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that there is. So, let's see if we can figure out an answer. Let's go on first. So Tosa says that kin chalipin works for a guy. And that's why Steyafon would be nikna b'chalipin, and Tosus has a raya to it. Tosus continues. B'chein masmul kamon, quotes from Daf Ches, gabi nimka l'ovid k'chavim, by a case of an eved ivri, who is sold to a guy, mikesef miknaso, the Pasuk says, regarding the case of a Yisrael, of an ivish nikna l'goy, l'pian yashiv g'ulaso mikesef miknaso, they're talking about a giron kesef, referring back to the kesef of the kinyan. He should give back money from the kesef, from the kesef that he was acquired with. Right. So we know that Eved Ivri is nimkar, is nikna b'kesef. Mikesef miknaso, and he's doing a giron kesef. But we have a drasha. Mikesef miknaso as follows. B'kesef nikna, it was b'kesef miknaso, was referring back to the original kinyan that purchased the Eved Ivri. Who's the purchaser? Who's the purchaser? David Gachal. Mikesef miknasov, from the kesef of his purchase, says the Gemara Drasha Davches, the kesef nikne, that an Eved Ivri is nikne to this guy, the kesef. The ein nikne betoras tvua v'kelim, and he's not nikne with the halachos of tvua v'kelim, which are items that are typically used for chalipin, umay nil chalipin. So take a look at the, just to see the drasha Tosis is referring to, because it's going to be coming up again in Tosis in a minute. So Daf Ches, the Gemara originally quotes this drasha and thinks it means one thing, and Rav Yosef wanted to bring a riot to a yisod that he had about Shavu Kesef Kikesef, that it has to have kayitz, it's not a sugya. So the Gemara quotes that brice in the top of Chesamid Aleph, the sanya mikesef miknaso, the kesef will nikne v'nikne to a kelim. So Gemara tries to understand what does it mean? What is the nature of the drasha? He's nikne bekesef, but not betruah bekelim. So the Gemara, after suggesting one pshat, says a different pshat. Ve'idach. This is what Tosis is referring to. The line begins ve'idach. Ve'idach. The other one who disagrees with Rav Yosef and won't learn pshat the way you just said. Hachi kama. This is the meaning of the drasha. Betoras kesef hu nikne. The evidence is acquired betoras kesef with the halacha of kinyan kesef. The a nikne betoras tevua v'kelim. And he's not nikne with the laws of, quote, tevua v'kelim, grain and vessels, umayninu chalipin. Says Rashi, what's betoras kesef as opposed to toras tevua v'kelim? Betoras damim hu nikne. Mikesef miknaso. He's nikne, again, it's a guy who's buying the evidence. He's nikne with kesef. Whether it's kesef or shav kesef, as kesef. V'lo b'toras chalipin. How does chalipin read into the language of the Braisa b'toras tfu of a kelim? Says Rashi, shederech lasus chalipin b'tfu of a kelim. The norm was when people gave something that was the equivalent of the suda, right, that we call suda. So, Shalafish Nalov Nasan Rei Eil. So what did people give? Let's say the Kona, we have the Kona gives it to the Makna. So what did the Kona give? So Derech was to give Tvua or Kalim. Kalim, because the Pasuk says, Shalafish Nalo. And Tvua, because it says, Kayim Kol Davar, and we interpret Kol Davar as going on the Chayfetz that you're giving over. So it could be a Kali, like a Nal, or it could be food. Yeah, then the Gemara goes on, but Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman holds that you can't give peiris for chalipin, only a keli. He learns a kaim kol davar is not going on the thing that you're giving over. So then the Gemara falls away from this. But meanwhile, the drasha that the Gemara has now suggested, bekesef hu nikne, ve'ei nikne betoras tu avakem, and not with the law of the kinyan that's associated with giving one the other tevua or kelim. Na'al is kelim, and tevua is what people would also sometimes give to give fruit, according to those who hold that works for chalipin. So, Fektosvus, what do you see from here? Since the context of this pasuk is an evit ivri hanimkar le akum, so that means that the akum is being koned evit ivri with chalipin. So, what do you see that a guy has kinyan chalipin? Now, this is a rai just like the case of Stei Ephraim, but it's not exactly the same case. But Tosu sees it as identical. Because what is the akum here, the kona or the makna? In the case over here, the kona. And in the case of Stei Ephraim, what was the guy? The makna. But for Tosu, it's the same issue. Does an akum have kinyan chalipin? If he does, then he's kona b'chalipin, and he can be makna. He can be the one that's makna b'chalipin. If he doesn't have kinyan chalipin, then he shouldn't be at either end. Notice, but it's the flip side, the mirror case of Estei Ephraim. The Tosis therefore sees from the fact that we have a drasha, and the drasha is a specific miut, that by Eved Ivri, what? There's no kinyan chalipin by the guy to be koned Eved Ivri. But what's mashma? That other than that, you would have kinyan chalipin by a guy, and if he can be koned by chalipin, he can be makned by chalipin. This is Rabbeinu Tam's raya. Yeah, the Shach is going to have to defend himself from this raya. So the Shach has a couple of paths here. He says maybe the Chiddush HaPasuk is the very halacha that guy doesn't have kinyan chalipin. It's not a halacha of Eved Ivri. It's a halacha of kinyan chalipin by a guy. That's how you touch the drasha. Tosis says no, that's pashtus, not that way. Pashtus, the drasha is a local halacha that in terms of kinyan Eved Ivri, the guy is not naked, is not koneh b'chalipin. But other than that, kinyan chalipin is available to a guy. But I'll take it a step further, Petosis. And this is what's mashman, the tour, it's quoted by the Sma here in Kuf Chav Gimel. I asked a minute before, if a guy has kinyan chalipin, what's the makor that a guy has kinyan chalipin? First of all, you can ask the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. The pasuk says, the Yisrael. So, you use the Tumim's answer. Yeah, the pasuk saying be Yisrael means the protocol is nohu be Yisrael. But the kinyan operates and is valid even by a goy. Yeah, but without a makor, you can't assume a goy has any kinyan without a source for it. That's where Rabbeinu Tam holds that a goy doesn't have kinyan star, because the whole makor of kinyan star by Sadeh is sugim that speak about Yisrael. So even if you tell me that the pasuk is not coming as a mute for Akum, Vizos Gufanim be Yisrael, it's not a mute, but if it's speaking about a Yisrael, so then where do I know Goy has Kinyan Chalipin? But now maybe the answer is, go ahead, tell me.
What
happened
from this thing about the
Kesef Kinyan? Oh, so the Tur is Masma, I don't have the Lashon Tur in front of me, but look at the Tur in Kuf Chav Gimel, which is Hilchas Hashah, and the Tur is Masma Mitoch Hashono, that this very drasha would be a makor that Goy has chalipin. In other words, since the Torah gave you a miut of kinyan chalipin in the context of a Goy shekana eved ivri, so the Torah in giving you this miut is, indirectly being machadish to you that a Goy generally has chalipin. In other words, from Tosis you wouldn't necessarily see this. Tosis is using this as a raya. That you see, it's only a miut by Eved Ivri, so you see that a goy has chalipin. I'm asking, what's the mokar? I don't know. But the Torah is mashma, but the mokar is the very, very miut. The miut itself teaches me that if not for the fact that here it's an Eved Ivri, a goy has chalipin, only here he doesn't have it. That's it. And the Shach goes in another direction. He says, the very miut is a miut from chalipin. You would have thought maybe he has chalipin. I don't know where you know it from. But you would say he has chalipin, and then it could be another issue at stake, maybe another possibility. Why would you think he has chalipin? Maybe, who can tell me, maybe another issue in Yen that could be relevant? Go ahead. But wait. How about this verse? Maybe this is totally in another issue that we've been discussing the last day or two in Shir. If chalipin is midin kesef. So if Goy has kinyan kesef, he's going to say Yisrael has Mashiach and Goy has kesef. That's the Goshna Gemara, Yidaud al-Alf, Yidaud al-Base, Ko Kinyano Bekesef. The Shah is what that means, Ko Kinyano Bekesef. But, so that depends what the Chada is. There's two times the Gemara says Elash and Bechoris Yud Gimel. Akam Bechada Yisrael Bechada. So this is partly the issue on how to read the Gemara Yidaud al-Base, Ko Kinyano Bekesef. So Tosis and Rashi there, how to learn the Gemara. But let's assume now that Yisrael's kinyan is Mashiach, not like Rish Lakish. And what's the guy's kinyan? The chad of Yisrael is Mashiach, and what's the chad of the guy? Kesef. No, so now you want to know, how does the guy have chalipin? So this maybe will depend on how you understand kinyan chalipin. If kinyan chalipin is midin kesef, and it operates with ma'al of kesef, I don't need another separate makar for chalipin. The makar that gives me kesef for a guy is the makar for chalipin. So as we're trying to figure out, in other words, Rabbeinu Tam assumes that there has to be the chalipin works for Goy. Otherwise, you couldn't learn from Steyef from chalipin. There would be no havamina to learn it. So Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, you're right. He has chalipin. And the Gemara Bechoros is not a kasha. And the sugya on daf ches, the drush over there, is a riot to this. Because it's mashma, only have it every, the Goy can't purchase the chalipin. Other than that, you would have a basis to have a goy with kinyan chalipin. So then we asked, but what about the pasuk in Rus that seems to be mimayit goyim from kinyan chalipin? So we said, maybe it's not a mir, it's just a way that it was. It was practiced by Jews. So I said, okay, fine, but lemaisa, if I have no makor for chalipin, so why would you say a goy has it? There's no source. So the Torah is mashma, the source is that very drasha. Now we're suggesting a different mahalach, that the source is kinyan kesef. If you assume it, but this would be totally in what kinyan work for a guy, but if kinyan kesef works for a guy, then chalipin is midin kesef. But this is, at the end of the day, there's going to be this sheet of a Tosis, you can't budge from it. Tosis holds, kinyan chalipin works for non-Jews. And then there are going to be others who are going to be misnagdim to this. The Shach is famous for this, disagreeing with Tosis. Guy cannot have kinyan chalipin. Yeah?
Tosis or Rashi is explicitly the opposite for the last proposal we had, that the most worked by Yisrael and then Mashiach.
That's of Yochanan. Yeah, so that's what Tosis on the Daud and Beis asks on Rashi, that the Gemara's Lashon is Goy is Ko Kinyano BeKesef, that's not going to fit with Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan holds that Yisrael's Kinyan is Kesef, Midoraisa. Yes, so you mean that the Tosafot Rashi quotes the part of the Gemara that speaks to Rabbi Yochanan.
It says perish.
Yeah, okay. The Gemara has that comment twice, so, okay, I hear. Okay, so then you won't be able to say that the guy's Kenyanus Kesef Echalipin is that, so then we're back to our question. Where would you know Chalipin by a guy? Yeah.
Doesn't seem like Tosus is using the Gemara Kesef
Right. He's only answering as a Makash. I agree. I know. Tosus sounds like, don't ask me from that because you can answer. But it's a raya. It's not a raya. It's a raya that it's true, but not the actual proof itself. Yeah. Okay. So now, having said this, Tosus says Agamar fits. Therefore, Sada Ephron is nikta b'chalipin, and a guy would be able to be koneh b'chalipin. The exception being Eved Ivri b'seder. Whatever the marker is, that's the shita of Rabbeinu Tamur. I think it's been born in B'Shem B'Yom Tam elsewhere. It's a Tosus thing that it's a halacha that Goy has Kenyan Chalip. Now he's the Mishra B'Yom Tam now. Yeah. V'chein haya ragil Rabbeinu Tam v'shloach harsha b'yad obi kuchav v'haya makne b'chalip. So Rabbeinu Tam, here he gives a name, Rabbeinu Tam used to send a harsha b'yad obi kuchav. And he would be makdim b'chalipin. What does it mean? Hashah is what we call power of attorney. So if I have something, a chayfet, by somebody, and I want to claim it, I want the person to surrender it, and I don't have the will or the desire to go take the person to a din Torah and take what's coming to me, what belongs to me, I can give over power of attorney to someone to represent me, and they can't be doche the person and say, you're not a baldover, who are you to come, I need to deal with the person himself. So the way that Harsha works in a certain sense is that there's a kinyan that's done to transfer power of attorney to that person to represent me. This is totally in the sugya daf ayin and bava kama, but let's just put it in these terms, that on some level I'm being makne the thing itself, the mumminess that I have, or the chayfet that I have, to you. That you become something of an owner in that. And therefore, you're coming for yourself. You have the right to come and make a claim on it because you have now, you have taken some kind of bailus in that chavetz. So there's a kinyan that I'm transferring to you, some bailus in what I have, which therefore allows you to represent me, to go and take from me because it's really coming for you now. You own it in some way. So what kinyan is used? If I'm sending the making a person morsha, so I use chalipin. Typically, that's a kinyan that's used. Let's say the person who I want to send is a guy. So I have to transfer the chepetz to him with a kinyan that works for a guy. So can I use chalipin? Rabbeinu Tam said, yes, absolutely. So that means Rabbeinu Tam did, in fact, follow this shita, the halacha lemaisa. Rabbeinu Tam, hayaragi l'shiloach hashah b'yadav gecham v'yamakne b'chalipin. But Tosafot says there is something to be concerned about. When you have a case of a guy who is used as he becomes a morsha with power of attorney, niu bazet sarach lizahir. You must be careful in the following manner. Shelo lichtov v'kanina minei. You cannot write v'kanina minei. Why can't you write the words v'kanina minei? De'ein shlichos eschila v'kachadim. Because one thing is clear, a guy that you can't have shlichos eschila for a guy. So you're not making a schia for the guy. That couldn't work. Ella, what do you write? The kana hobi kalchalim kasvina. We write that the guy was kone, but not we were kone on his behalf. The kanina mine means we are kone on his behalf. That would imply that we're using the principle of shrichus. Who would it mean? The kanina, who was being kone? Presumably who? The Aden. The Kanye, we made a Kenyan. The Kenyan is a poor. We made a Kenyan on his behalf. We were mezaket for him. That means we acted as a shliach for the guy, but ain't shliachas da'akar. So you can't say that. You have to say v'kana v'kachar. Now, what does this really mean? The words of Tosus seem to be revolving around the language that's used. But pashtus, it shouldn't be about the language used. It should be about what exactly happened here. What exactly gave it to the guy with this hasha kinyan? Was the kinyan done with the guy? Was the kinyan done with Adam on behalf of the guy? If the kinyan was done with the guy, say the gamur. Guy has kinyan chalipin. If you have the Adam representing him and trying to be mezake him on his behalf, so then they're acting as shluchim. Zechia is a form of shlichus. Zechia is acting as a shliach on behalf of the person you mezocha for. So there's no zechia or shlichus or guy. So the issue would seem to be, and that's how the Sma understood what Tosis is saying here, it's not about the wording, it's about exactly what's happening here. It's not. See, this halacha that Tosis just mentioned is brought in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chav Gimel, Choshen Mishpat. The Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, I had you to look at it, 50 Dalet. Yecholim l'shloach hasha'a b'yad akum. You're allowed to send a hasha'a in the hands of a guy. Uvilvad, now the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is patterned after the Lashon of Tosis. Uvilvad sheyizoher milichto ba v'kanina minei. Be careful not to say v'kanina minei. So the way it's phrased is like it's phrased in Tosis. Don't write the kanina mine, we were kona on behalf of the guy, rather the kana ha'akum. So the Sma explains He says the Akum has to give the Suder. Akum is most of the Chalipim Yisrael. The Kona Yadu Mimeno B'Tfias Mamon Shemar Shalolav. He's Kona, that thing that you have a claim on. Avu Ein Edim Yecholim Liknos Avuro Mehamarsha. Those the Edom can represent the guy. Let's say Reuven has a chefetz by Shimon, right? Reuven wants to get power of attorney, which means he wants to transfer the bailus of that chefetz to the extent that the person getting power of attorney has a bailus that he can now go to Din Torah with Shimon. So he wants to transfer that to the guy. So you can have the guy give the suder and then acquire the power of attorney and the bailus directly. Or you can have Edim doing it on behalf of the guy. But the problem is, if the Edim are doing it on behalf of the guy, then that's what? That amounts to shlichus for guy. So that's what Tosis would be saying, as Sma understands it. You can't have the Edim doing it. Liknos avuro, kiderach shar kinyonim da Edim nosnim suder shalem la makne, deheim zochim la kona avuro. In other words, we do the kinyon, And the kinyan is done with us, and we act as shluchim for the person that we want to be mezakeh, that you want to give the kinyan to. So we can act as shluchim for the person. That's what used to happen. But he says you can't do that because that's ein shlichus la'akum. If they would do that, then what would be the nusach of the shtar asha? The edim who signed, they would say kosvim ha'edim kanino miploni amakne liploni azoche the mana the kosher mikni yabei. So the edim would say, We were kona from Ploni HaMakna on behalf of Ploni HaZoche. Like we do in our shtaris, he says. And that would not work. Rather, yichto v'kona ha'akum. Ratzaloma. What does Tosis mean, therefore? And what does Shulchan Aruch mean? Yichto v'yikna ha'akum, sha'akum be'emes osa kein chalipin ba'atzmo. V'yichto v'ha'edem kein ba'ashoa sha'kona ha'akum. Zen Yerli, Pashat B'Divrei, Hatur, and so on. That's what we're dealing with. Not the issue of the language per se, but the language is indicative on what exactly is taking place. Is the Kenyan happening that the Akum made the Kenyan directly? That's Beseder. I, Chalipin, Chalipin works for a guy. Or is the Kenyan, is there a Kenyan that's going on with the Eidim? The Eidim represent the one who's being Zoche, but then you have to come out to Shkichas and in Shkichas the Akum. This is a Sma. The Taz disagrees. The Taz takes the words of Tosis, the words of the Shulchan Aruch, literally. So the Taz, and the Ksos quotes the Taz, I quoted from the Ksos here. The Ksos says, Zeloshna Taz, that Besuder Talia Milsa. The issue is a function of whose Suda is being used. The Suda of the guy, he's doing the Kenyan with the Makna, or is it the Suda of the Eden? Are both say with me? Yeah? That's the Shaila according to the Sma. The Taz says, that's not what's going on here. He says, New in his deity, Yecholim ha'edim lasi suda shalehem lakus lahak noslo. The edim can give their own suda. Rak shelo yichto b'lashin ashtar v'kanina minei. The halashin mora al shlichus shekano b'shvilo. Dein shlichus lakusi. El yichto b'vekana kusi. Meaning, idea suda shalehedim shal yodo konen. Says the Taz, no. The words of Tosis and Shnach are kipshuta. It's only about the language. Regardless, the Eidim can use their Suda. That's what the Taz says. So Zabdik Sos, the Chacham Tzvi had Hagos on the Taz. The Hagon Chacham Tzvi, Kasav Olav, in the margins, Amar HaMagia, Divi HaRav, Sogvu Mimeni, Adkan Lashonu. Taz, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I can't grasp what he's trying to say. How could you say that it's okay for the Edom to use their suder just not to write, you know, the kanina, right, the kana akum? Well, maisa, ain't shkichas akum. Okay, so here we'll just say a vort. This is an Indian for more for a later sugya, but we have the idea now. So the Ksos says, Pshan Mitaz is as follows. There's a chidush in what he's going to say. We'll see if we can define it. He says, the truth is, there's a way for the Edom to use their own suder. And it will work for the guy. And it won't be a problem for Ein Shlichus L'Akum. The problem is only going to be if you use a nusach that implies Shlichus L'Akum, then it's a problem. But mitzad, a mechanism that you can allow the Edom to use their suder, that the guy should be kona, as long as it's written as the kanu, the kanu akum, there's no reason to have the kinyan done with the suder of the akum. How could that be? This is shlichus. No, there's a halacha that we'll see later on Dav Zayin of a din of midin eved kenani. The Gemara is going to apply it to kiddushin. Typically, the baal, the ish, gives kesef to the woman. But then the Gemara is going to have all combinations where the kesef is not coming from the man to the woman. You can have one case where it goes to a different address. The woman says, "Give it to someone else." That's halacha of mikudeshes midin arev. Anyone learn Bikiyas Fighter in the first parak yet? Anyone get here yet? That's one case. The other case, says the Gemara, is if the kesef is not supplied by the ish, but by somebody else. So that's halach of mekudesh is within eved kenani. What does that mean? An eved kenani can go free al yidei kesef, but it doesn't have to be his kesef. It may not be able to be his kesef. Someone else supplies the kesef to the adon, and that frees the eved kenani. So that's a principle that you can have, that someone else supplies the kesef, and that can affect the kinyan for the eved, and perhaps kiddushin as well, in a similar way. Now, the Ksos says, Pshat Nataz is like this. The Eidim can give their suder, and it can work on behalf of the guy to accept now becoming a morsha, midin eved kenani. So what does that mean? Two things. That means that the halacha of the kenani, we don't know anything about it right now. We're just hearing about it for the first time, maybe. But the din of the kenani, according to the Ksos, is clearly not operating with what principle? But it's clear. What principle doesn't have to be part of the din of the kenani? What you sowed, what concept in halacha? Shlichus. That's not a davar pashut. Rav Chaim disagrees with this. Rav Chaim in Sefer says that the din of the kenani has to come onto shlichus. The Ksos, now remember Amar Makam Ksos, Kufchav Gimel, Pshat in the Taz, that the din of Eved Kenani does not have to do with the din of Shlichus. You can do it for God. If you hold that Eved Kenani has to also come on to the principle of Shlichus, you couldn't have a din of Eved Kenani by a God. And he's saying you could have a Suder of the Eidim on behalf of the Eved, on behalf of the God, and it works with the Eved Kenani. Second Chidush, that you see in the Ksos, is that when we speak of Eved Kenani, what kinyan are we usually speaking about? What kinyan? What kinyan? Kesef. And the Ksos is going on a limb, saying that the same way that you can have kesef ayidei acherim work with the Nebuchadnezzar, you can have chalipin of a different person work with the Nebuchadnezzar. In other words, someone else applies the suder, right? I want to be calling something from you, right? With suder. So you know what? Ariel, you give the suder. You're not being koned, I'm being koned. That works, according to Xos. Why? We didn't have a kenan. So therefore, that's pshat in the Taz. Of course, Edom can give the suder. That's not the issue. But what are you going to write? Are you going to write that we are koned for the guy? Can't do that. Because that would suggest that what do you, how, are you want, how do you want it to work? That's operating midin shlichus. In shlichus la'akum. What you have to say is, you give the suder, but the kenyan is direct. The guy was koneh with my suda. We did never command. So chidush, that's how the Xosar touched. The way that Sma has it, I mean, the svar is good, but the lashon is not so meduyik in Tosus and the Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like it's about the what we write. It shouldn't be about what we write, it's about what really happens here. The way that the Taz assumes it's based on the lashon, so then the Xos says you have to say that the. Regardless, you can have the Edom supply the Suder, because Eved Kenani, to Chidushim, it works by Chalipa, not just by Kesef. Could be if it's Mitam Kesef, it makes sense to say this Chidush. And number two, you don't need Shlichus in the din of Eved Kenani. Okay, so this is this Inyan of Akam B'Chalipin. As we mentioned, the Shach, right, Eish Lahava against Tosis. The Shach, a long Shach, Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, Shitas HaShach is... There is no kinyan chalipin legoy. He goes through the riots of Tosis and he deflects one after the other. Yeah, so that's one inyan that we have. What did the Meiri add here in this inyan? Would the Meiri added anything else? He brings this discussion. At the end he says, V'li nira, so it sounds like the kasha misteyef one is not a kasha because that was before Matan Torah. Okay, now comes another kasha. Now we mentioned just before one of the rayas Rabbi Yonatan had that you can have a kinyan chalipin by a goy is the miut that we used by a Eved Ivri Nimka La'akum, right? That was the drasha of Eino Nikne B'tzvua V'Kelem. Right? So now Tosa has an interesting kasha. V'im Toima. You guys finished the Tosas, right? The Seder, good. Imkin, why is it so quiet? Too quiet. Not good. No, someone ask a kasha. I can't. I need a kasha here. Someone ask me something. Not that I... Clear? It's so pashit, everything is so perfect. Okay, let's go right. V'im Toma, Im Kain. You're all waiting for Mekivega, I know already. You're all waiting for Mekivega's pashit. All right. V'im Toma, Im Kain. Kevan de Pshita Lan. The Isha Lomikne Bachalib. So what emerges from our sugya? What emerges from our sugya? Kedushin. So it's clear, Isha lo mikne b'chalipin. The Gemara says, Tosas nagoris nafsha, right? Isha b'chalipin lo mikanya. It doesn't rise into the level that we can view this as kicha ke'en kesef dekra. Right? This is not going to work for en kicha lo b'kesef. You see it works by hipoks m'shev pruta, therefore it doesn't fit the criteria of Kesef Dekra, lo mikne b'chalipin. If that's correct, if Isha is not named b'chalipin, in fact, Tosis is a following question. Let's follow the logic of Tosis. Amai itzvich kra lemeimar. Why does the pasuk have to teach us? The drasha that we just quoted a minute before. The drasha that teaches us mikesef miknasa. She'eino nikne b'toras tfuah v'kelim. Dainu chalipin. So what is the case? An Eved Ivri HaNimkar LeAkum is not acquired. In other words, the acquisition of the Eved Ivri by the Akum cannot work b'chalipin. And again, he would have ordinarily have chalipin, that's Tosas Shita, but the Torah is telling us an Eved Ivri is not nikne b'chalipin. That's the miut. Mikesef miknasa. Mikesef and not and not interesting, even though in my section Mitam Kesef, perhaps, not quite. The Kesef Beknaso is the Mayit Chalit. Why do you need that drasha? Typically, let's know the same thing. Let's learn out that an Eved Ivri you cannot acquire b'chalipin. The Iskish Eved Ivri Ivriya. Because we know that there are halachas that we learn out by Eved Ivri from what we know by Ivriya, by an Oma Ivriya. So for example, and the Psukim are makish that they yimachicha chicha hevi oha Ivriya. There's a hekish. So for example, the minogar minu l'kaman, based on the hekish Ivri l'Ivriya, we learn out, in the Yidalim days, the Eved Ivri nikne b'kesef. Step one. How do we know Eved Ivri nikne b'kesef? One of the methods of Eved Ivri, because we know that Amavi is nikne b'kesef. How do we know Amavi nikne b'kesef? Who looked up the Gemara? V'haftego niftasa, that's obviously Giron kesef, but mechlal, that there was obviously a Kenyan kesef to begin with. So an Ivriya is clearly associated with Kenyan kesef. The Torah is makish Ivri to Ivriya. So now Tosis is asking the following. Eved Ivri is hukash le'Ivriya, as we see, for example, we're now Kenyan Kesef, from Ivriya to Ivri. So now, va'Ivriya hukash le'Isha. We also have another thing that we have as a hekish, that we learn out Ivriya, halachas of Amma Ivriya, from Isha. Dechsev imacheres yikach lo. What is the case of amavriya that you that if you have another wife, then you still have to still you do your obligations toward the first wife to the amma that you met your miyayed, and that means sheir k'susub nasa lo yigra. So the Torah speaks about another woman as a regular wife, together with the first wife who is the amma, who started out as an amma. So that's a way of showing that there's a hekish between. Between what? Between Isha and Amma. That the Amma is compared to an Isha. In Acheres Yikach Lo, so it's mashma that there's an Amma and there's an Isha. Acheres is a regular woman, and the other first woman originally was an Amma. So we have a drasha, Yikisha Kasav Acheres. Kid Yalfinan, that's how we learn out the halach later, Macheres Bishtar. So two Ammas Bishtar. How do you know that Eved is Nikna Bishtar? Because we compare, that's the sugya later, this is his quoting on Tezayim, yeah. That Bishtar Minolon, Amar U, Amar Kroy, Macheres Yikach Lo, Ikisha Kasav Acheres, Macheres Mikne Bishtar, Af Amavi Mikne Bishtar. We know that an Isha is Mikne Bishtar, that's the source that we have for Shtar is the Yatz of Ahaisa, so the Shtar Kedushin, one of the three drachim of Isha Niknes is the Shtar, and since it says Macheres Yikach Lo, Imacheres Yikach Lo is the Torah's Makish Amma to the Acheres. So what's true by Isha is true by Amma. So Tosus now takes these two things together and asks the Kash. What is Tosus Kash? Let's hear the Kash. Why do you need the Miut and Daf Ches, the Drush and Daf Ches, to tell me that Eved Ivri is not Nikna with what Kenyan? With Chalipin, what's the Drush? Nikasef Niknasa. Bekesefu nikna, the eno nikna betoras tvuah bekelim, meaning chalipin. Why do I need that miut? I have another way to understand, to figure out that an eved ivri is not nikna b'chalipin. Namely, eved ivri is hukash le'ivriya. That's many halachas. That's how we know, for example, that what that eved ivri is nikna bekesef, like ivriya. So eved is hukash le'ivriya. And Ivriya is huksha to acheres, to Isha. Im acheres yikach lo. That's how we know, for example, kin yishtar by an amma. Because it's hukash to Isha, kedusha yishtar. Now, what is the halacha by Isha? Is chalipin work? No. Chalipin doesn't work. That's what we see in our sugya. If chalipin doesn't work by Isha, so now, if we have a hekish from acheres to Ivriya, so what follows? That Ivriya is also not Niknes b'chalipin. And if we does a hekesh from Ivri to Ivriya, then what's true by Ivriya is true by Eved Ivri. So Mimele it follows that Eved Ivri should also not be Nikta b'chalipin. I don't need a miut of Mikesef Miknas. Tosus asks this kasha as Imkein. So once again, we should ask ourselves, this kasha has a shaykhus to anything that we've had in Tosus thus far, or it's unrelated? It's what? It is related. How so? As opposed to Rashi? Let's see. What's the reason that Isha is not nifnis b'chalipin? So we have two gersos and two pshatim in the Gemara. Rashi learns, Isha pachim putu l'makanya nafsha, and therefore you can't have any chalipin. So where does it start? The fact that she would not give herself over, but pachim nishar putu. That's Rashi. Tosus learns differently. Tosus learns that it's not about kepeda at all. It's about, objectively, can you view this as kicha b'kesef, ke'en kesef b'kra, or not? So the Gemara says, since it works without a shavaputa, and even if it has a shavaputa, it's not called a kinyan that's domi l'kesef, it's not mitam kesef. This kasha Tos is now asking depends on the two ways to learn why Isha's not nicknames. Explain why. Very good, very good. So you're saying a very good svara. Yeshua, I think Tanya is like you're saying. That I think, to double check. But the svara is very good. That maybe Tosus understood that according to Rashi, this is not a kasha. Because technically, the really chalipa should work by Isha. The problem lies only in what? She doesn't want. She's makbid. So that's a local halacha. It's unique to Kiddushin. That shouldn't get swept over with a hekesh to Ivriya and then over to Ivri. Because it's a specific problem that's unique to Kiddushin, because Isha, the problem kanya nafsha. However, according to Tosfos, that the problem is more fundamental, that you can't have chalipin work in case of the cry. It's not about a particular local issue. Benegek pedas Isha. So Tosfos has a problem. So then it should certainly go over with the hekesh to Ivriya, and by extension go over to Ivri, who needs a new pasuk. Yeah, it's a good svara. One could have obviously debated this. Maybe at the end of the day, Baisha, there's no chalipin. Why? Whatever the reason, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is that there's no chalipin. So now, as the Netanya, so now I have a hekesh. Who says that I can't bring this halacha in the hekesh just because the reason Baisha happens to be telling Kveda? I mean, it makes sense that Tosis would be good. Now, in Cain, it only is a kasha because of Tosis pshat. I mean, in svara, I don't know that it's, you know, it has to be this way, but I think you can hear maybe two sides on this. L'maisa, that's the kasha of Tosus. Yeah.
Just in the question, even if you have a hekesh, meaning between Ivri and Ivriya, it doesn't mean every single halacha applies to every single
halacha. Hekesh l'mechza, what do you mean?
Isha and Ivriya are the same thing with Bia and everything.
Well, then you have to figure out why not. To the extent that there's a halacha by one, you should transfer over the hekesh to explain the other thing.
For every single halacha?
Okay, Pashto, unless you have miyutin or whatever, that's the default.
Tosis
is going to be mechadish something here that you don't use it for only for ribui kinyan and not for miyut kinyan. But Tosis feels it. Why not? Go ahead.
Tosis just used this pasuk in case to make that so to teach Shah and Yar and believe it works. Then why would he ask this question if he knows he's using it?
So you're saying the way that we quoted from the tour, Bechara, you're saying you don't need the pasuk for itself. If the makar that Goy has kinyan chalipin is this very drasha, maybe you don't need drasha for itself. You're saying you need the drasha to tell me that information that a Goy has chalipin. It's a good time. That's the way the Torah has it, that the makar is saying very good. The makar for kinyan chalipin by Goy is this drasha. The Tosfos wouldn't be asking what do you need the drasha for. You don't need it for itself. The din itself you would know anyway. But you need it to tell me kinyan chalipin by a Goy. Yeah, it's a good time. Good. I hear. So maybe it's mashma Tosus would have had a svar anyway. The chalipin works very good. It's just a special miut over here. Who needs the miut? By Evid Ivri. What does Tosus answer? The Yeshua. The riboy kinyanim gaminan mehekesha velo miut kinyanim. When we have this hekesh, Ivriya, Ivri, Ivriya, it's to say that what works by one, an additional mode of kinyan, let's say, Kesef works by Ivriya, so it's going to also work by Ivri. Ribri Kinyanim, we can be marba additional Kinyanim from the Hekesh, but not use the Hekesh to detract and say, well, just like only fewer Kinyanim work by one, fewer Kinyanim work by the other. Where do we find this idea that you don't use the Hekesh to teach me miut Kinyanim, only Ribri? Kai gav namrina beperko abasun chulin, klasa kroik sivi bedam. The three miutim relating to the parish of Dam, that Dam would not, certain halachas would not apply by dam. What are the three miyutim for teaching me? Chad rapuke minosar, that the halacha of nosar, which is a chiv kares, would not apply on dam, only on basar of the carbon. The chad miyutim mi'ila, that the din of mi'ila doesn't apply to the dam of the carbon. The chad mi'tumah, and the lavin of tumah would not apply to dam. three miyutim. So that's three separate miyutim for three different halachas. That there's no chiyav no sir, no chiyav of tumah, no chiyav of me'ila by dam. Fine. Uperek beis shamim zvachim yalef, no sir, chilu chilu mitumah. The Gemara finds a gzeres shava that you find the lashon chilu used in connection to tumah, and also the lashon chilu used in connection to no sir. And we learn out that halacha across from tumah to no sir, or the other way, was it? Whatever, we have a gzeres shava. No, the imkain, if we have a gzeres shava, chilu chilu no sir and tumah. Then why do you need by dam a separate miut chad l'nosa v'chad l'tumma? Once I know that dam is excluded, let's say, from the chi of nosar, I should use gzeres shava chilul chilul, that there's also exclusion by dam from tumma. The other way around, in other words, there's gzeres shava. Ela lav mishum de lo nema gzeres shava de chilul lahakel ela hachmin. It must be that the gzeres shava of chilu chilu no sevituma was not said lahakel, only to falachas of lahachmi. That's what Tosus is proving. So to over here, the miut, the hekish, is given over only to learn ribui kinyanim, not miut kinyan. Yeah, lemaisa in the fine print over here, it's not as simple as Tosus makes it. Atmos Yosef already notes that if you look in the sugyan zvachim memhei, the pashtus, the chilu chilu over there is learning out of miut kinyan, a miut in terms of that there's no chiyuv by kodshei akum. If a non-Jew is donating a carbon to Beis Hamikdash, there are certain halachas that don't apply to kodshei akum. So the Gemara runs out, chilul chilul, that just like, you know, one doesn't apply, so the other one doesn't apply either. So we're talking about what doesn't apply, not what does apply. So chori, what's Tosus saying? It's a difficult thing. Tosus is using this very point to prove that we learn ribui kinyanim and not miut kinyanim, and there it seems to be on a miut. So what he says here is, again, not to get anyone confused, just to know that there's a hari here. He says that there's always possible that there's a gzeres shava that's niskabel for a particular inyan. And it could be that inyan that it was accepted for has to do with a miut. If that's how we accepted it, then obviously that's the heck gzeres shava. Then there's no two ways to go. But if I want to expand a gzeres shava to other areas, because by nature, gzeres shava should be for all inyanim, and gzeres shava l'mechsa, like ein hekesh l'mechsa. So then already, once I depart from what the original gzeres shava was, or hekesh was meant to teach me, then I only can depart to the extent I'm learning at chumras, not kulas. So over there in the chenami, the ikur gzeres shava came for something which has to do with not having a din of nosar or tumah by kachay akum, because that was what it was niskabel for. But if I would want to go to another area, then it would have to be only a chumrah. And so to over here, if I have a gzeres shava and I want to start using it for new and yanim, then the new and yanim have to be limited to a ribui, a chumrah, not a kula. That's how he says. It's already a technical point. But let's come back to the question of Tosus. So Tosus gave a teretz that you really could have learned it from the hekesh, except we don't use it. We don't use the hekesh for miut kinyanim, only for ribui kinyanim. So Tosus had this problem otherwise. What do you need? What do you need a miut of chalipin? So Rabbi Kibeger comes here with a very interesting kasha. Let's see if we'll appreciate a kasha of Rabbi Kibeger. Tosus' question is coming from the point of what do you need the miut of Mikeset Miknaso to tell me that Eved Ivri is not Nikta B'Chalipin? I can figure that out because of the Hekesh to Ivriya and the Hekesh to Ivriya in turn from Isha. I'm going to ask a different kash. Forget it, I don't know about Ivriya, I don't know about Acheres, I don't know very much. I know, I went to Tosus here, and I finished learning a sugya, and the Gemara says that Isha is not Nikta B'Chalipin. I thought yes, and the Gemara says no. And what's the pshat? Tosus is learning pshat along the lines of the Rishonim. So Kibrega certainly took Tosus that way. That I would have thought that chalipin would work just like kesef works, en kichel be kesef includes chalipin. But the answer is no. Chalipin works by pasul b'shavah pruta. So Tosus says, obviously, therefore, it's not mitam kesef. So at the end of the day, when chalipin doesn't work by Isha, What does it come down to? Why is chalipin not working by isha? Because chalipin is not mitam kesef. And all we know that works by isha is kesef. Chalipin doesn't fit into that category of kesef. No. So why do I need a pasuk by Eved Ivri? That he's not nikne b'chalipin. Why do I need a pasuk nikesa b'knaso? The same reason that isha is not nikneis b'chalipin, which is what? Because the Torah says kesef, and kichel b'kesef. Chalipin doesn't make the cut for kesef. Chalipin poses a putah, it's not mitam kesef. So if chalipin doesn't count for kesef by isha, because chalipin is not mitam kesef, so obviously, Eved Ivri, it says kesef. So chalipin will not work. So what is Tosis only asking? Because, hekesh devriya, and devriya is acheres. And on that, and better. And Tosis teretz would only answer Tosis kasha. But my kasha, Kiryagi says, it wouldn't be answered. Because Tosis teretz was, no, you can't use a hekesh to tell me less kinyanim, you can only use a hekesh to tell me more kinyanim. Good. So the way you asked the kasha, you had a teretz. I have a kasha that you don't have a teretz to. Namely, the very same reason that you can't have chalipin by isha, you can't have chalipin by Eved, because chalipin is not going to fit for kasha. Yeah, kasha. Kasha with kasha. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
Would it have maybe had something to do with the fact, specifically kesef by the kesef that we're learning out from today, specifically talking about it's myself, we had the whole chat with myself, Kicha.
Good, okay. So what do you want to say? But take a kasha ahead. What's the answer to the Kirek's kasha?
That we needed to, according to Tosfos, it's specifically by Nisha where you need Maisa Kicha to be like Maisa Kicha by Kesef.
So we're going to have to basically revisit this Maisa Kicha idea that we attached it to Tosis. But even if you don't use those words, just what you're trying to say, I think, is that Tosis never said that Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef in the sense that the Rishonim said it. Tosis' point in the Maskana is a problem in terms of Chalipin not being Kesef or in terms of using it for Kedushin. In other words, the Maskana Sagemara for Tosis, that Chalipin cannot work by Kedushin, does that mean that Chalipin is not Kesef? Or it's not in Kesef Dekra by Kedushin, which we said means that you don't have a Maisa Kicha of Kesef. But it's a Kedushin Dekah Halach as opposed to a Klal Yisdekah in it. You see, Rabbi Kiv Eger clearly assumed that Tosus reading a Bar Sugya would end up on what side of the Chakira? Is Chalipin internally Mitam Kesef or not? The mechanism of Chalipin, yes or no? According to Rabbi Kiv Eger's reading of Tosus, it's clear the Maskana Sasugya that Chalipin is or isn't working in the gather of Kesef. What? Is or is not? The Maskana Sagemar.
Not.
Says the Kiveger, so Chalipin is not working within Kesef. So that's not true, not just about Kedushin anyway. If the Torah says Kesef somewhere, does it include Chalipin? Read Gimon Beza Kedushin. What's the takeaway from the sugya? Chalipin is not a form of kesef. It's not like the Ritva's Lashon. It's an abif ne'atzma. The Kiv Eger saw that in Tosis too. So it's the same reason that Chalipin doesn't work by Kedusha Isha, Chalipin should not work by Eved Ivri, because the Torah only said kesef. So simply, who needs a dress of Nikes Mitzvah? Enon Nikes Mitzvah Buvah Kalin. Why would you have Chalipin work? Chalipin is not within Kesef.
Isn't that the drasha though? Kesef and not Chalipin?
It's a mute. It's Nikesef. It's a special drasha. Nikesef Niknaso. It's a drasha. Nikesef who Nikna Ve'enet Gazul. It's not a. It's not that the Torah only says Kesef not Chalipin. It's a drasha. It's a mute. How do I know Kinyakesef works? That's from Ivriya.
It's kesef.
No, it's a drasha because it's talking about the Giron kesef, and it's speaking about the Giron kesef. It says he shall deduct mikesef miknas. So the Torah is once again reminding us about the fact that he was acquired the kesef. But that's not that's just a drasha to tell me the kesef yes and not chalipin. That everything is nikna the kesef. That's not the mukar for that. This is a mukar to be made chalipin. Kibega says, so then you don't need a mitzvah to nikna chalipin. It's not kesef. If can you kesef what? No. If the Torah only said kesef, then that's all you have. That's all you have. The same way the Torah says kicha b'kesef and kedushin by kedushin, so chalipin is not kesef. So the same thing is by Eved Ivri. It's nikna b'kesef, but this is not kesef. So ask it that way. So we have to revisit everything we've been seeing, but clearer because Eger assumed Tosis that way, and you take it to the next level. In the same piece of the Kibbeger, at the end, there's a few times that the Kibbeger has his kasha. In one of the pieces, he also speaks about Tosis and Lamed Tes in Gittin. The question of Eved Kenani b'chalipin. So take a look over there, Tosis and the Rush. And everyone tumbles that this is a sphere between Tosis and Kibbeger of Gimel and Tosis and Gittin Lamed Tes. If we learn Tosis the way we did yesterday and we come back to it, the Chayrib, this is not a kasha anymore. Because Tosis is not really dealing with the fundamental question that the Rishonim were wrestling with as far as the mechanism of Chalipin. Tosus was speaking more in terms of the application of Kesef Dikra that's specific to Kedusha. So, okay, we'll have to see about that.